Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We live in a knowledge information generation, don't we?
Yes.
Where knowledge is held up as supreme. And the more knowledge and the more information, that's the main thing. And since we have grown up in this world, the church is influenced by the world. We shouldn't let ourselves be, but the truth is, for the most part, the church is conformed to some extent. And also, since there has been a move and an emphasis in the church with teaching and revelation. You know, back 50 plus years ago, you didn't see nearly as many teachers. They're mostly preachers. And teachers were considered slow and boring. But, you know, back a number of decades ago, the Lord began to emphasize the anointing of teaching, and that was good, and that's right. And the church has learned a lot.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
God has brought us up.
Yes.
But, and it's always been this way, among many, knowledge is held up as the supreme thing.
Yeah.
And people emphasize their religion, their relationship with God, based on what I know about God. But that is not the main thing.
Amen.
I said that is not the main thing. What I know about God. Look at this verse again. Verse 2. If any man love God, what? The same is known of Him. Well, doesn't God know everybody? In light of this verse, no. No? No. Did Jesus talk about there's coming a time when He would tell people, depart from Me. I what? I what? I never knew you. I know you not. What does that mean? Well, see, know, in the biblical sense, includes intimacy. Adam knew his wife, Eve. And what we're talking about here is not just knowing about, but knowing, experiencing Him. Oh, somebody get stirred up. This is the difference between having a closet full of notebooks and knowledge about God and a bunch of books on your shelf and keep talking about things about Him versus experiencing Him. Oh, come on. Come on now. Not just knowing about God, but knowing Him.
Amen.
And Him knowing you.
Yes.
What does it mean for Him to know me? That's for Him to reveal Himself to me, to manifest Himself to me, that I may experience Him.
Amen.
Who's that going to happen for? Who's it going to happen for? If any man do what?
Love God.
Now, we've been at this for a few years now and have met a lot of preachers and know about a number of ministries and churches and believers. And you see A lot of folks that have a head full of stuff about God, but you can tell they don't really love God. And I'm not talking about judging anybody. I'm talking about judging myself. I don't want to do that. Do you? I don't want to be like that. And that's one of the reasons that people on the outside are not drawn to come in, is because they hear people spouting scriptures and talking about all these things about God, but there's nothing that touches them about somebody in their love for Him. The thing that'll move you towards something is to see somebody that's passionate about that thing.
Yep. That's
right? Right?
That's right.
Not cold and logical, but passionate about it.
Yep.
Somebody got a car. Somebody got a house. Somebody got a new computer. Somebody got this and that. And you can tell they really like this thing. Is that right? And they keep talking about it and talking about what all it'll do and how great it is to use and how great it is to drive. And what does that make you want to do? Makes you want to, I got to find out more about this car. Is that right? Man, they're excited about this car. There are people that do love their car and love their house and love this. But if you love God, it's not just a cold attempt to transfer information. You're passionate about Him.
Yes.
You love Him. If any man love God, the same is what? Known of Him. To know God. Oh, hallelujah. There's nothing bigger. I said there's nothing bigger than to know Him. But He doesn't reveal Himself that they may know Him to those that don't love Him. Why would you? I said, why would you? Why would you want to open your arms and embrace somebody who are seething hatred for you? They wouldn't receive it. They're not open to it. Wouldn't do any good. And here we get to another thing that needs to be corrected. Go with me to John 15, 15th chapter of John. When I first started in the ministry, Phyllis and I became convinced that the biggest problem was ignorance of God. Hosea, what is it?
4:6.
Thank you. Help me out. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I thought, that's it. People just don't know. They don't know about God. And the big thing is to get people to know about God. And then that's it. Things will be fixed. But after a number of years, I began to realize that's not true. That's not all there is to it. Read the next phrase. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's not the end of the verse. Why? Why? Because you have what?
Rejected knowledge.
So it wasn't the lack of having the knowledge that was the big problem. It wasn't just the ignorance that was the problem. What was the problem? Rejecting the knowledge that would have cured the ignorance.
Amen.
And it took us decades to begin to really see this. I was too idealistic about it. That's what I'm talking about. Christians living in a bubble. Living with some ideals that are not reality. I began to realize that's just not true. It's not true that the biggest problem and the only problem is people just don't know. There's a lot of people who do know, and they don't care. They have heard it, and they don't want it. That's reality. And that applies to this. There's a lot of folks who think If folks just knew how much God loved them, it would fix everything. If folks just saw God for who He really is, they would all love Him. Does a lot of the church believe that?
Yes.
And there's a strong emphasis on His grace and His love and His mercy. If everybody just saw that, they would run to Him and give their life to Him, and it would fix everything in their life. That's just not so.
Amen.
Now, don't you misunderstand me. We're talking about one of the greatest things there is for somebody to realize that God loves them. But you still have to make a choice that you're going to love Him back. Him loving you is not the total solution. You have to receive His love and reciprocate. And perhaps the greatest tragedy on the planet is love not returned. God does love people, but many do not love Him. And He's not going to make them. And you can't. Everybody has to choose for themselves. Look in the 15th chapter here. I know some of these things are sobering, but do we need to know it or not? Are these verses true too? In John 15, this is all so rich, we have to know where to start. Hallelujah. Somebody say, what are you saying hallelujah for? Because I do love Him. Hallelujah. And everything's working out for my good. Hallelujah. Verse 17, John 15, 17. These things I command you that what? That you love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Hated? Hated? Is everybody going to love you? If they don't love God, how are you going to do better than Him?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.